And in studio, we have Don Horton. He's the executive director of Ben Parks and Rec. Welcome.
Thank you.
Today we're talking about Miller's Landing, the status, but first, a little bit of history. I know there was a grassroots fundraising campaign to get enough money to buy the parcel down on the river. Has a lot of historic value, and you were able to get the land at a pretty good price.
Yeah, we got it at a good price for a couple of reasons. One, the economy, you know, allowed the price to go down to a point where it was reachable for us. But I think the biggest reason was because the Trust for Public Land came on board and they raised $700,000 to allow us to acquire it. We paid about $1.8 million for it ourselves, plus the $700,000 that was raised by the community.
And at one point, I think that land was appraised for around $5
million. Yeah, about $4.5 million, I think, is what it was appraised at during the height of the market.
Okay, and going forward, I know that you've taken a lot of testimony from people here locally about different ideas for how to use that area. There was a pretty big movement that was vocal about a skateboard park. That's not going to happen, but what are some of the top three ideas that you're looking at right now?
Well, the biggest thing that came out of our public process, we got surveys back from just under 300 people, and it was mainly to have a passive park. They really wanted to protect the riparian habitat, to provide access to the river, to have quiet picnic areas. And so most of the things that they asked for in the park was more passive in nature. The skate park and other active activities came up really low on the list. But I think that the movement by the skateboard folks really showed us that there is a need for skating in this community, and we need to step up and be able to provide some of those facilities.
And there is an effort to build another skate park in another area.
We do have in our master plan for Ponderosa Park. And this year, we're actually putting in some of the infrastructure for the park that would allow for the skateboard park to be built in future years.
And there is a meeting coming up here shortly in a couple of days for Miller's Landing.
Yeah, Miller's Landing will be Thursday night, 5:30 to 7:30. It's kind of a come and go. So anyone that wants to provide further input can come and take a look at the three concept plans that we have. From that, from their input, we will develop a final concept plan that will go before the board of directors.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about your capital improvements plan going forward for the next few years. You're listening to Take 5.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Home Fed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at Home Fed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5, brought to you by Home Federal Bank. Our guest today, Don Horton, Executive Director of Ben Parks and Rec. We're talking about going forward into the future and your capital improvements plan for 2012 through 2016. Some highlights of that plan.
Well, I already mentioned Ponderosa Park. That's certainly going to be one of the highlights of the plan. You know, it's a community park that's really been underdeveloped ever since it was acquired by the district back in the 1970s. So we're going to have an opportunity to reinvest some money there. Trails continues to be big on everyone's list. We're looking at doing a bridge across the Deschutes River at First Street Rapids that would connect both sides of the river to the Deschutes River Trail. That would be big. Neighborhood parks, we will continue to work on those. Kiwanis Park, we will get started this year, but I believe that development will continue into next year's budget. And that, again, that's a redevelopment into a resource that the district has had for a long time.
And people can get involved by just going to your website and contacting you through phone and email, right?
That's right.
Okay. Thanks for being our guest today on Live Take 5. Don Horton, Executive Director of Ben Parks and Rec.